Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever cried over? 585-252-9800. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. That's 585-252-9800 for both the phone and the text line. In the almost 2 years that Breezy and I have been doing this show together, I know you've cried maybe 7 or 8 times. And yeah. Then I had a good cry at once.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we talk about real, raw, vulnerable things on the show, it gets emotional.
Very true. I can't say other shows are doing that. Can't say other shows are doing that.
Ain't that the truth?
So if you want to cry, come to PXY. That's our slogan. They've been asking us since August. What's your thing? What's your guys' thing? I'm like, crying? I don't know.
Yeah. If you want to cry.
What are you known for?
Come crying. To PXY. That's right.
B is not doing that.
So I didn't tell anyone this, but you know how I bought a new car last month?
Yeah.
Well, I had a really good cry when I had to say goodbye to my old one. It was an emotional experience. I was very overwhelmed. I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but I shed some tears because I felt like I was saying goodbye to a close friend who's just always been there for me. And one of the sales guys who works at the dealership caught me crying in the parking lot. It was a very vulnerable moment. And I saw that he saw me, so I had to quickly pretend that I had something in my eye, and he was totally not buying it. I'm just standing there in a parking lot at a dealership.
Oh, you weren't even in the car?
No. Just thinking about all the memories. All the times we had out in L.A. All the horrible dates I had to pick up and drive around.
That's crazy.
And
you were crying in the parking lot.
I started thinking, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Because I already know there's hundreds of women listening right now who will be happy to admit that you have all cried at least once from being stuck in traffic. It was that overwhelming and frustrating. You broke down in the middle of 390. Well, you get it. You get it.
Yeah, listen, I think the shorter list is what I haven't cried over.
Probably.
Here's the thing about the stupid tears is like I black out after it happens. I'm like, no, I didn't cry about that.
It's so overwhelming and it takes such a toll on your body that you just completely, your body shuts down.
Yes.
To keep you from remembering it. What's the last thing you cried? Okay. Give us an example.
Okay. I think that it doesn't matter what it is that initially is making you cry. It's the buildup of said emotions. So like 150 things could have gone bad, right?
Sure.
But you spill ketchup on the counter. Now I'm sobbing.
Right.
Like it was a long journey to get here. I cry a lot at the frustration of other people. Like other people make me so frustrated.
It's crazy how you let them get to you like that.
It's not even that they're getting to me. It's just like I deal with one idiot and then I have to deal with the next. And then by the third one, I'm like, it's over. I'm breaking down. I'm screaming. I'm crying. I'm throwing up.
Well, have you cried yet this morning? Because I know your little friend is visiting us. It's that time of the month.
Oh my God. Well, I was crying last night in my apartment.
Why?
Because it was the last Tuesday Oliver spent in there.
Yeah, that's, I can see how. Look at all of our friends texting in. What's up, Sarah? Dropping my food and being so overtired that I started crying because I felt bad for said food. Because all food wants to do is be eaten, but instead it went to waste. I get that, Sarah.
I get that wholeheartedly.
Yes, the food.
I do want to be eaten. Yes. this person says, when I was 13, I cried to the episode of SpongeBob when Gary leaves SpongeBob for Patrick.
That is...
That's a tough watch. That's tough
heavy.
Scene.
It's heavy. What's up, Julie? Cried over a guy I thought I loved, but turns out I was crying over a pathetic, jobless, a psychopath who absolutely has nothing to offer a single person. My God, not you dating Hitler.
Oh my God, that is true. yeah. This person says, one time I cried because I pulled my Parmesan cheese out of the fridge and it was expired.
So can we just all agree majority of us have cried over food?
Yes, of course. This person says, I cried over my boyfriend playing Fortnite even though I told him he could play Fortnite.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Rich from Webster. Yesterday, my wife saw an ambulance pass and cried thinking about what kind of emergency the person inside had and if they were going to make it or not. Oh, what goes on?
When I was 8 months pregnant, I cried because my husband ate my last fresh slice of mozzarella. Sobbing.
Oh, yeah. You don't do that to a pregnant woman. Even I know that.
I had a complete mental breakdown sobbing for an hour because my dog threw up in my clean basket of laundry at 2 a.m. I get that.
That is tough.
I get that.
If you're just tuning in, Breezy and I are asking the question, what is the most ridiculous thing you've ever cried over? Majority of our listeners, it has to deal with food. By the way, while we're on the subject, can you just tell people really quick what your latest Amazon purchase was? I can't get over this. I was thinking about it all night last night. Tell us what you bought for your new apartment. Because you're going to have roommates.
Oh, that can be its own break.
Yeah, sure. But can you just touch on it?
Yeah. I bought a Tupperware with a padlock on it because I don't want anyone eating my food.
It's literally a clear box.
Yeah.
And you keep food in, you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it has a padlock on it.
Yeah. Don't care. Can't take any chances. Not pulling any punches.
I'm Moose and Breezy. I watched the movie Marley and Me the other night. Had a good cry for about 40 minutes. It was so sad. I can't believe the dog died.
Spoiler.
Didn't see the movie yet.
Spoiler. I cried last week because I told my fiance I would make him jalapeno popper dip. And then I changed my mind and didn't feel like it. I felt absolutely horrible. Was sobbing. Then I found out I was pregnant a few days later. I love that for you. This person says, I cried. I cried because I forgot something at the grocery store. I have fully done that. When you go there for one thing, you get 15 other items. You don't get what you initially went there. Oh, I cried the other day over a screwdriver. I was trying to get a screwdriver from my new apartment to take down something from my old apartment. And I forgot to grab it 4 separate times. I was sobbing on 490.
So I just got a text from my ex-girlfriend. This is the one I was with when I was living in Rochester and then left at Terminal A at the Rochester airport to move to Los Angeles.
So, yeah.
And she writes in and she goes, let me get this straight. You bawled your eyes out at getting rid of your old car, but you didn't shed a tear leaving me behind at the airport when you got on a plane to move away.
You're like, no, you weren't in my car.
Classic.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9.